Hello, these plumbing.
Hello, hey, is this BS Plumbing?
This is BS Plumbing, yes.
Hey, is Bill White available?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Senior Manager Joe Wilson over here from Orbit Design Agency. We need to talk to him about his website that we have created for him.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, hey, Mr. Bill, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Hey there, Mr. Bill, how are you?
Alright.
Alright, okay, well, this is Joe Wilson. I'm calling in from Orbit. I'm the senior manager over here. I look after all the website that has been gone live. The bsplumbinginc.com is your website, right?
I believe so, yes, sir.
Alright, okay. Well, have you checked on your website? Have you logged in on the back end, or have you checked on the website previously, or no?
No.
All right. Well, can you give me can you give yourself a second, and can you go ahead and check on it for myself?
Go in and look at it. Okay.
Yes. Yes. If you could go ahead and do that.
All right, beastplumbinginc.com. Why does it have my name up there? Bill White, exclamation point.
Is that showing your name?
It has https://bsplumbinginc.com. Then
yes,
right underneath of it, it says Bill White.
It says Bill White?
It does say Bill White, sir. Would you like for me to take a picture of it?
Oh, no. That's it. Okay. All right. Well,
okay,
geez.
That's the first thing that pops up.
Okay. All right.
And
well,
then underneath of the words, it says, our experienced plumbers are here to serve you. If you're looking for quality, reliable plumbing service, look no further than Beef Plumbing for help. That's
okay.
What's underneath
and
of where it says.
All right, and were you able to check up on your email? Do you have your email open right in front of you?
Do I have my email open in front of me?
Yes, sir.
No, I do not have my
All right.
Email.
Just wanted to.
Are we referring to, sir?
All right, okay. Well, we were notified by Google authorities. All right, that the website on which we have deployed over the internet, because we're the one who designed and created the website and deployed it over the internet for you, all right, has a copyright from a website content, all right, and it has, you know, come under copyright claims.
Copyright
well, yes.
Claim to it?
Yes. Well, the content was 25% on the website was copied from a different website, all right, so that is the reason. We were notified, like, hey, this is a website that has been notified, that has been flagged by Google authorities, Google bots. So that is the reason I sent you an email myself as well, all right, just to go ahead and let you know about it. Like, we need to, it came under plagiarism, all right? Like, 25% of the whole website was under plagiarism, and almost 8 pages of the website were coming under that. Well, did you copied any of the content from any websites recent, like when you provided to us?
No. It should have been what I did. No.
Well, it has been. It has been coming under plagiarism. All right, like any other website might have the same content, the exact same words for the website. So that is the reason that it has come under copyright claims for the website.
Detailed by entity name, Sunzip.
Yes.
Corporation. What is this? This is not B.S. Plumbing Inc. No. I don't see where you're referring to.
Well, were you able to get my email?
What email? No, I went to my email for...
I sent
what,
an email.
What email did you send it to?
bsplumbing@comcast.net. Do you want me to send it to any other?
I'm on that email address right now. That's the one my son uses.
Can I have a different address so I can send it over to that one?
Change of plans, Jim. I'm sorry. I'm looking through it. When did you send it, sir?
I sent it like 58 minutes ago at 2:30 p.m.
8 minutes ago.
Can you check our spam? It might have run into the spam folder.
Let's see, spam folder, Empire Today, WebMD, Jackie Titan, Wilson Young, what's happening in Bridgeton? No, that's it for network. That's it. There's nothing else there for...
Do you want me to send it to any other different email address so I can send it over to you? Because this needs to be addressed as soon as possible. Because this will go ahead and, you know, affect the whole hosting of ours, all right? And it will also affect the domain. Google will blacklist both of them. So it's a loss for us as well, all right? It will be a loss for you, and it will be a loss for us as well.
Dude, you're nothing coming up here.
What was that?
I'm not finding it. You can send it to... How about William White 9358 at Gmail?
Can you repeat it one more time?
William White
9358
at gmail.com.
It's 935 and the number 8 as well?
9358, yes. 9358.
Okay, got it. I'm just
William
forwarding.
White.
Okay, I'm just forwarding the email over to you as well. All right, I have...
Now, who's saying that we copyrighted their material?
Well, the website bots, all right, what they usually do is once the website goes live, they go on to all of the website, all right, page by page, and then they go ahead, you know, check on all of the content for the plagiarism site, all right? So they have found... some of the website after they do it by every 3 months. All right. So the website have come up with plagiarism for like content being done word to word, like 25%. All right. So what they usually do is they go by that.
Yeah, nothing that I know of.
Yes.
It wouldn't be from the old website from before, would it?
What was that?
Would it be from our old website?
Well, it could be from any website that have gone live or that was on the internet, because internet saves all of your history, all of your cache, all of your cookies. All right, so they run out from over there.
Well, we had BS Plumbing Inc. or BS Plumbing I believe it was BS Plumbing, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
at one time through another individual, and I had it up there for 10 fucking years, over 10 years. And that was it. And then I've been to two other people that were going to build, the one that was going to build a website that never did end up building it and putting it out into anywhere. Now, was it that one?
I'm not sure about it, all right? But we have been, raised from Google itself, all right? Because we are an affiliate with Google, so they have raised a claim on us as well. Like, hey, why would you, deploy a site that has a copyright content? And we were not aware of it, that this content was copied from anywhere else, all right? We thought this was uniquely written. That is the reason we always go ahead, give an opportunity to our clients, like, hey, if you would let our content writer write the content for you guys, all right? So it's uniquely written, and it's not anywhere on the internet that could be copied from where.
You know what?
Yes.
I'm not.
Hello?
What I had was not
mm-hmm.
written by anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that was on there was either on my website from before.
Uh-huh.
Or what I turned in.
Okay.
We didn't steal shit from anybody.
Okay.
So unless you could show me where there's somebody out there that's got something like I got.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was highlighted from Google itself. It's not being highlighted from us or anyone else. All right, it was highlighted by Google itself. All right, so that is the reason it was my, duty as you're one of our clients, so we have to let you know. Like, hey, this is what's coming up on the website. All right, so either...
But you can't tell me what it is that's coming up.
Well,
where was
it
stolen from, or... What is it that supposed, what page is supposedly stolen from where?
Well, I am not sure because they have, because they haven't told us about it. All right, they just sent us an email like, hey, this is how much supplementarism is coming up. All right, and this is how much the website itself is being, copied from, or it is being, what do you call that? What was that word?
Copyright,
duplicate.
You said.
Yes, duplicate content. All right, 25% of the website is having a duplicate content, like this, the same words or the same kind of paragraph other website is using. All right, so that is the reason. All right, they have sent us an email like, hey, we need to get this fixed. Otherwise, it's going to be a blacklisted domain, a blacklisted hosting, all right, and, stuff and all. All right, so that's not what we want. We do not want our hosting to get blacklisted, our domain get blacklisted, because it still be affecting our company as well. And as a company, we do not want that. And I'm pretty sure you do not want that as well.
So what are you supposed to do now?
Well, we're in contact with them. All right, we're trying to find a resolution for them. All right, otherwise... What they usually do is either to get the content revamped or replaced, all right, to have a newer and better content, and then get in contact by the DMCA team, all right, so they could give you the authorization for to use that content and have a content on your own words. But we're in contact with them right now. I do have a meeting of like half an hour and an hour, all right, and then I can give you an update about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Will that be all right with you?
Yeah, you figure out what the fuck you got. You figure out what you got to do. In the meantime, pull it the hell down.
What was that?
I said, pull it down then.
Sure. Well, that won't be a problem, sir.